KSL News Time, 519, triple team traffic. Ricky Meese, is it me or has rush hour actually gotten better as we've gone along?
Well, it has, just simply because the snowfall has stopped, but the delays still continue up north. But here in Salt Lake County, we have our typical drive home slowdown. Southbound I-15 from downtown to 90th South, but northbound I-15, it is packed in, and that's from Bluffdale to downtown. The only break you get is from the Midville area to the South Interchange. I-215's West Belt, heavy and slow southbound between I-80 and the Maverick Center, and westbound on the 21st South Freeway, delays between the West Belt and Magna. Joe Davis?
Well, I've got a couple new crashes to report up on, really up in Summit and Wasatch County. This first one is on northbound US 40. It's the ramp to westbound I-80 in Summit County. You're going to find that that ramp is closed currently. They're suggesting you use Silver Creek Junction instead, so you're definitely going to want to do that because traffic is backing up very, very quickly. Also, over on US 89, we've got two crashes. One we talked about earlier, it is west of Vivian Park. It is the right lane that is closed, and traffic is getting through, but is slow. Also, one over Deer Creek Reservoir on the side of the highway there, right shoulder at this point. Again, slowing down things, but traffic still getting by. Mark?
You're pretty good to go out of downtown Salt Lake City up to the Highway 89 split. Then, folks, please bring a little patience and add minutes to your KSL travel times between Farmington and Far West. Northbound I-15, slow and go almost the entire way. You've got southbound delays coming down as well. Marriott Slaterville to Clearfield. That is mainly due to snow and weather conditions. Highway 89 has been very slow coming up to Kaysville. In fact, you're slow and go almost all the way up to I-84. The streets of Ogden are completely slow as well. Final day to get 20 to 30% off most of Deseret Books and Tires store with any $50, $100, or $150 purchase today at Deseret Book and DeseretBook.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Not a pleasant drive up north. Two hands on the wheel. Take it slow.